In the Yukon, an annual harbinger of spring may be turning into a sign of global warming. Yukon's year-round swan population is growing. It started about 5 years ago when a pair of hardy swans refused to fly south for the winter. CBC's Vic Ischenko has the story.
That's the sound of springtime in the Yukon, when thousands of swans congregate in the ice-free headwaters of the Yukon River. It's been months since these magnificent birds left their northern breeding grounds and headed south for warmer climes, except for these hardy hangers-on. These swans have taken up permanent residency around the open waters at Johnson's Crossing, about 100 kilometers east of Whitehorse.
They're really hardy birds, and they'll basically winter as far north as they can.
Bird biologist Jim Hawkins has been monitoring the Johnson's Crossing swans since they first overwintered.
As long as they've got some open water and something to eat, you know, that's the big thing. They've got to have something to eat. We certainly haven't had the cold weather this winter, and unless we do have it, I think they'll probably just sail through the winter.
Jim Clark lives just upriver from the birds on Teslin Lake.
We've seen them over our place, which is at least 10 miles from the open water, and they fly right over the house.
Clark says the Johnson's Crossing flock now numbers 14 swans, including 8 juveniles.
With the increasing number of the juveniles, so their breeding is working out well, and they're overwintering, maybe those young birds just aren't following the migration. And we've got more overwintering, and we're going to have more broods down the road. I don't know.
Birdwatchers say they can only speculate on how many resident swans the area can support. They've survived 40 below temperatures in the past. When it gets cold, the swans just huddle in a group and curl their beaks back into their tail feathers. Vic Ischenko, Johnson's Crossing.